Let's go, Lord, in prayer this morning. Father, we do thank you for your blessings. We just thank you for your goodness and mercies to us. Father, we thank you that we can come and bring our prayers and our requests to the throne room of grace, and that you, Father, are open for business, and Father, that you hear and answer prayer this morning. And we're thankful, and we just ask you to touch every heart, every need. Pray that you'd put your hand upon us as a church family. Father, you know the needs that we have. You know the unspoken requests, the things that's upon our heart, things that, Father, we need. We just ask you to minister and to touch and to work. We thank you this morning for answered prayer. Father, for the things that you've already done, that you're in the process of doing. And we just ask you to continue to work and minister. I pray to each and every heart, each and every need, each and every name that's been spoken here this morning. And Father, those on our prayer list, those things that, Father, if you give us the days laid before us, we just ask you to help us, put your hand upon us, and lead us, I pray, in Jesus' name, Father, into all of these things, and pray that we might glorify you with everything that we do. We just thank you for your blessings now. Ask you to keep us as we go on in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have your Bibles this morning, the book of John, the Gospel of John. Amen. I want us to look in the book of John, chapter number 21. And I'm going to read, beginning in verse number 15. John chapter number 21 and verse number 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your blessings. We thank you for these that have come. We ask you to help us now, Father, for just a few minutes to be an able minister of the Word of God. Open up our hearts, open up our ears, and Father, help us to hear. And I pray, Father, give me utterance to preach the Word, Father, in a way that would be pleasing to you this morning. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The title of my sermon this morning is Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? I don't see Peter this morning. I mean, he's not here. He's already been asked the question. The real meaning, the real question this morning is, it's not about Peter. It's about me and about you. And do we love Jesus? What a question. What a thought that Jesus is asking the question. Of course, we see in the text that he didn't just ask Peter one time, he asked him three times. We can think and we can say, well, you know, there's probably a good reason for that. When Peter denied Christ, how many times did he deny him? He denied him three times. Now, Peter had said that he was ready to die, but he was not where he thought he was. Jesus knew where he was. And in the last response here, Peter tells Jesus, "Lord, thou knowest all things." You see, Peter was learning. Peter was learning. But he was also grieved because he asked him three times, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me?" And this morning, I have an outline for this sermon that actually comes from 1864. And I want to give you just a little bit of background, because a little bit of background is all that we have. And the reason that I brought the songbook with me, because there was a young man by the name of William Ralph Featherston. He was born in 1848 and he died in 1875 at the age of 27 years old. He was born and raised in Canada, converted somewhere between the ages of 12 and 16, and he wrote a poem. The poem that he wrote was, "My Jesus, I Love Thee," which was later given a tune and published as one of our beloved hymns. When he wrote this particular poem, he was 16 years old. Now, not much is known about William Featherston, except that he attended a Methodist church in Montreal. And as I said, he was young when he wrote the poem, believed to be 16 years old when he wrote the poem, and he died at just 27 years of age. Now, the story is how the poem actually got published was that he mailed it to his aunt who lived in Los Angeles. And upon receiving the poem, she quickly sought its publication. And it was published in, I believe it was Methodist newsletter of something that they had, and they published it. And it was not until several years after Featherston's death that A.J. Gordon, the founder of Gordon College and Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, he added a melody to the poem and published it in his book of hymns, thus forever transforming this poem into a song. And we sing that song. In the Blue Book, it's on page 174. "My Jesus, I love Thee. My Jesus, I love Thee." And so in our text, we've already mentioned that we find in verse 15, in verse 16, and in verse 17, Jesus asked the question to Peter, three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" I want you to listen this morning. I mean, for Jesus to be speaking to our hearts and just asking us that question. If it's us that has sat down and dined with Jesus and we've got finished dining and Jesus is asking us the question, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Amen. And he's asking this question, "Do you love me?" And so, amen, we want to take this morning and think about that and probe the thoughts of that question. And when I look here at this particular hymn, when I heard this story and I looked at this hymn that was written by this young man, and I'll be honest with you, when I look at this and I see the words of this hymn and I think about it, I could see where a man that's been saved for 30 or 40, 50 years, amen, that's in his old age, that's been through all sorts of things through in this life, could have penned this and written down these words to this hymn. But, amen, he was 16 years old. But, amen, something, even at 16 years old, you know what? Something had got real to him.
Amen.
Something had become real to his heart, and so he penned this poem, and we're going to look at the words. And in the hymn book, it's page 174 in the blue book, and we're going to read these verses. And amen. But we're also going to read a passage of Scripture that kind of corresponds with the verses of these songs. And it begins in verse number 1. He said, "My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." Now when you read the verse of that song and I think about what he says there in that particular verse, that first verse of the song, the one thing that jumps out at me, amen, it's personal. Amen. He says, "My Jesus." Amen. He don't belong to somebody else. He don't belong to some group that he can't be a part of. Amen. He's not looking at some Savior or some figure that's out of reach, but he said he's mine. Amen. It's my Jesus. It's my Jesus died for me. He's my Jesus. And he goes on to say, "I love Thee." And amen, I thought about the psalmist in Psalm 23. Listen what he said in Psalm 23. We know it. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Psalm 23, it was a personal psalm. Amen. If you look through the psalm and you look in that Psalm 23, you'll see in that particular psalm there's 17 personal pronouns that's related to David. Amen. As he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Amen. He said, "I shall not want." Who is it that he's leading? David said he's leading me. He's mine. And amen, I thought about the 16-year-old penning that poem. Amen. And that was his first thoughts, his first words was, "My Jesus." Amen. He's my Jesus. There's a lot of things in this world that we won't never have. Amen. There's some things sometimes that we think we want, and when we get them, we find out we really didn't need them or we really don't want them. Amen. But amen, Jesus, no matter who you are, where you come from, you can have Jesus. Amen. He can be yours. Amen. My Jesus. Amen. He said, "I, amen, love you." Have we got anything in this world, amen, that we love? Amen. God help us. We can look. It's not hard for us to look and to figure. There's some things that, you know, boy, when I think about the things that I do in this life, we went yesterday, and of course, y'all know I'm in the buying, selling, thrift business, and we were down in Niceville, Valparaiso, and we was looking for some junk, I mean some stuff. And while we was there, we come up on the little park, and I told Pam, I said, "I'm going to pull in here to the park." You know why? Because it had a fishing pier. Amen. I tell you what. I say, I love to go fishing. I love to go. So we did. We went to the park, got out, and looked around. And lo and behold, you know, they all the time getting me about, my bunch telling me about I talk to anybody. And of course, there's a feller coming down the pier, and we struck up a quick conversation. Now, I'm down in Valparaiso. I had never been to this park before, but I'm sitting there on that pier, and guess what? Some fella walks up, and I got it back to him. He comes by, and he starts talking to the other fella, and I turn around, and amen, it's Tommy Lovett. I know him. I spoke to him, and the other fella said, "Lord, in mercy, Tommy, you know everybody." But see, I stopped there because I love fishing. I wanted to check it out because I thought it might be a chance. Boy, I love my family. I got a granddaughter sitting right here. You know what she'll do? She'll come to me sometimes. She'll say, "Sweet, sweet Peppo."
I know what's coming. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I know there's something. It might be something as simple as, can we run to the dollar store? But you know what? What Papa do most of the time? He'd get up and go. And I thought about what that young man at 16-year-old said. He said, he's my Jesus. Boy, he said, I love him. And I thought about how many times when we look and we read at Scripture, there's things that, amen, Jesus asks us to do and we hesitate and we stop. What is he telling Peter here? He said, Peter, he said, do you love me? He said, go feed my lambs. Go feed my sheep. He said, go feed my lambs. He ended up by telling him, he said, Peter, he said, follow me. And amen, this young man at 16 years old, he wrote the song and he said, it's personal. He said, I love my Jesus. And amen, I'm going to tell you what, when you love something in somebody, it changes the way you act and the way that you do. If you don't believe it, listen, just listen what he said in the verse of the song there in that first verse. He said, for thee all the follies of sin I resign. You know why we do what's right and do that thing that's right? Not because everybody else is or is not. Got nothing to do with it. How everybody else is acting, it don't matter. I mean, I'm not doing and I'm not living because how everybody else is acting. I mean, I'm living and I'm acting because Jesus is mine. And all the follies of sin, amen, I resign. Amen, God, I want the world to know that I love you and that you love me and that you are mine and I'm yours.
Amen.
He said, I love Jesus. And he said, all, he's mine. And he said, all the follies of sin, he said, I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. What the Bible tell us? It says we bought with a price. Yeah. We're not our own. Amen. We're bought with a price. He says, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Right now.
Yeah.
I love thee. Listen, verse 2, I'm going to have to hurry. I ain't going to tell you. It's going to take a while because, I mean, this, it was good while I was studying and I think it's getting better. He said in verse 2, he said, I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10 says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We love Him because He first loved us. I love thee because thou hast first loved me, He wrote, and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. Jesus, hanging on the old rugged cross for me. It was my place. I mean, that was our spot. That was our penalty. I mean, that we were the ones that should have been put to death for our sins. The crown of thorns that He wore, the blood that ran down His face, that was for me, that was my place, and He stepped in. He pardoned us. And when did He do it? Amen. He didn't do it when we got good enough, when everything, when we got all our ducks in a row. He said, well, I tell you what, I'll start loving them. The Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Boy, this little 16-year-old boy, he penned this song. He said, I love you. But amen, he didn't want there to be no mistake. He said, I know the reason I love you. I love you because you first loved me. I know that's the reason. I know that the only reason that I love you is because, amen, before I loved you, you was loving on me. You was still loving me. And I'm thankful this morning that, amen, wherever we are, wherever we're at, that God, amen, sent His Son. He loved us enough to send His Son. And, amen, and He's been loving on us, showing us. The Bible says that He causes it to rain on the just and on the unjust. There's a world out there this morning who Christ died for, that He loved, but amen, they hadn't got the real message yet. They hadn't figured out, amen, that God loved them so much that He sent His Son. Amen. He wrote it down, He penned it 16 years old. I love you, but I know why I love you. Amen. I know you pardon, but He said, do you first love me? Amen. And boy, that's done something for Him. And amen, it should do something for us. It should do something for us. We see, and you have too. I've, all my life, I've seen stories of people that have risked their lives, you know, jumping in rivers, running in burning buildings, doing things to save other people. And then there was a reunion, you know, after some time, and boy, they couldn't even hardly talk and speak. It was just tears because they recognized what this other person had done so they could be here today. Amen. That's what this young man said. I'm here today because you love me. Long before I ever thought about loving you, you love me.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, you bought my pardon. He said, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Amen. He said, I love thee. Verse number 3. Listen to what he said in verse number 3. He said, I love thee in life. I will love thee in death. And praise thee as long as thou lendeth me breath. And say when the death dew lies cold on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Romans 14 and 8 says, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. In our text verse, in verse number 19, it tells us that these things were written about Peter, and Jesus spoke to him, signifying to Peter by what death he was going to die and by what death he was going to glorify God. You know, we don't think about that sometimes, but God, to help us, we glorify God in life, but amen, help us to glorify God even in death.
Yes.
This young man at 16 years old, he said, I love thee in life, I will love thee in death. He said, and praise thee as long as thou lendeth me breath. And say when the death dew lies cold on my brow. Even when death is the next step, he said, I want Jesus, I want Him to know that I love Him.
Amen.
I love Him in life, I love Him in death. Circumstances, God help us, and I know what we mean when we say it, because things happen and things turn out the way we want them to, the way we prayed. You know, God's just good like that, and we say, you know what, God's good. But you know what He's saying right here? He's saying God's good all the time. Whether I live or whether I die.
Yeah.
See, He died when He was 27 years old. But amen, He done penned the song. He didn't say, I'm going to love Him if God lets me live to be 70 or 80 or 100. Whatever comes. Whatever the circumstance. He said, I love thee in life. Amen, I'm going to love thee in death. And you know what? There's some folks that we can think about and we can look back that's already gone home. And we'll say of them, you know, we talk about them, amen, loving their family, loving dear. But amen, there's some folks that, boy, the first thought that we have is, but I tell you what, they love Jesus.
Yeah,
they love the Lord. Amen, they gave everything. And this, At 16, he penned it and he said, I'm going to love thee in life and I'm going to love thee in death. Even when death dew, amen, is fallen upon me, it's not going to change my love that I have for Jesus. If ever he said, I love thee, my Lord, he said, my God, he said, I love thee now.
Amen.
Now. Even in death. Because of what he's done. He said, I love thee. He says in verse number 4, in mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with a glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3 said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. In mansions of glory and endless delight. I mean, there hadn't been very many things. Matter of fact, there ain't nothing that I can think. You know, there's been some things that I delighted in. I mentioned a while ago about loving to go fishing. Boy, I've been on some fishing trips and I had a time. It ended. I've been on fishing trips and boy just tore them up, you know, and boy had a big time today and told somebody, we're going tomorrow. Tomorrow they wasn't biting. I bought some new vehicles. Boy, I can remember my first vehicle. I drove that thing off the lot and boy, you talking about a delighted 18-year-old. I was tickled. I was happy. I think I've told y'all before. I drove that thing off a lot in Enterprise, Alabama on a Friday evening and he said, you know, when you get 1,000 miles, bring it back and we'll service that thing for you. And he said, maybe at that time we'll go ahead and put that stripe. He said, we'll have the stripes Monday if you want to, you know, bring it back and we can do that first. And then, amen, by the time I took it back Monday, guess what? They go and put the 1,000-mile service on there because I had 900 and something miles on. He said that close enough. Why you reckon that was? Because I delighted in that thing, but you know what happened to it? It got old. This old body I live in, you know what? There was a day that we might say that we delighted in this old, because boy, those things, we were strong. I got up in the morning, Brother Milford, I didn't hurt nowhere. You know, I just did what I wanted to. Amen. And it didn't matter. I could jump there. If I wanted to go play a ball game, I'd go play a ball game. If I wanted to run a mile, I'd go run a mile. Now, I never did that much because, listen, I never did. Even when I played ball and had to run, I never really liked it. The Bible talks about people that run. It said they run when ain't nobody even chasing them. Amen. And I didn't like running, but listen, I could if I needed to. I could go and work and do. I could be out in the sun and work. I could stay up late and get up early. It didn't bother me. Why? But listen, them days gone.
Amen.
Them days gone. I'm thankful for everything I can still do and but amen, I ain't 25 no more. What I'm saying is, listen, this world has a lot of things that we enjoy. But listen, even the delights of this world, they come and they go. But at 16 years old, he wrote and he penned. He said, one of these days, he said, the delights, they're going to be endless. They're not going to fade away. One of these days I'm going to a place, I'm going to a home. You know what? There's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more sorrow. Not going to be any more pain. Amen. I'm going to see Jesus. And the Bible said when we see Him, we're going to be like Him. Amen. And the light that I'm going to have is going to be forevermore. It's not going to be just a short thing. Not going to be fading. It's going to last forever. Because we've got an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that's reserved in heaven for us, and it fades not away.
Amen, amen.
And amen, I'm going to get to stand. I'm going to get to see the glittering towers. Amen, I'm going to get to see amen, that place. And He said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And the young man at 16 said, I'm going to that place. I'm going to see Jesus face to face, and everything is going to be delight forever and ever. And He said, I love Him. And in that day and in that hour, amen, I'll still say, if ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? At 16 years old, William Featherston had a great grasp on what Jesus had done for him. And amen, it stirred a love in his heart that allowed him to pen these words to this particular poem. And then it was later set to music, and we still sing it today. But what about us this morning? What about you? What about me? Do we love Jesus? Does our love for Jesus still burn hot and fervent in our soul? Can we say this morning with all sincerity and truth, if ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Amen.
Or has the flame grown low and the embers of love, they're still there, but they just kind of smolder. They're waiting maybe for somebody, for something. Amen. For the Spirit to come by and just fan them a little bit. That they might erupt into flames. You know, you've all seen that fire. It's about to die out and it's about gone out. And somebody will stoke it a little bit and they'll put a little bit of wood on that thing and it'll start smoking a lot. And it'll smoke and it'll smolder. But you put that fuel on there and all of a sudden, in just a minute, unexpectedly almost, but we were expecting that thing, it says, and it's ablaze again. You see, in my life, if I'm being honest, and I believe probably in your life too, we've all been there. We've been in places where, amen, it's got down and it's just smoldered a little bit. But thank God, because of His grace and His mercy, amen, somebody, whether it be somebody in church, family, a preacher, revival, meeting something, mom or daddy, amen, some brother, sister, amen, stoked the flames just a little bit. Amen, another log got put on the fire. Amen, somebody fainting. Amen, next thing we know, it was burned again. But see, we live in a world and, amen, it's just trouble. And, amen, we tend to forget. Anybody in here have a problem forgetting? We tend to forget. Can you call Jesus your own this morning? Can you tell Him?